You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
As we hit the month of June,
Juneteenth,
this year is about to be halfway over with. Damn.
Yeah.
They say time flies when you're having fun.
Or when you piss off a lot. I mean.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry. It's not too much.
I'm trying to figure out you having fun or you may.
It depends. They say, either way, time flying.
They're flying right by us.
It's flying.
And so
productivity or no, it's flying.
And it flies on by. We thank y'all for coming on to the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast on every Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. You've got Michael with
Tatiana.
All right. And Ms. Parker is already nipping at bit to go at it. So guess what, folks?
Let's get with the shit.
Yeah, because she on it. She on it. Fuck shit today. I'm telling you, she ready. You ready, friend? So
I'm coming in hot. I need to stop. I need
coming in hot like a volcano.
I need to back away from my mic.
Yeah. So this episode, we're gonna be talking about customer satisfaction and the referral process.
Oh, that bullshit.
So business owners, you know, you get customers from other customers.
Word of mouth, absolutely.
Now, if your customer is not happy with your performance.
Or is unwilling to open their mouth.
Is that a good thing for your business?
Hell no. It ain't. It won't be. Sometimes silence speaks louder than words.
Yeah. Sometimes people think just because you could trash a business or a person by talking bad about them in public.
You can do worse. By simply not saying nothing.
They be like, man, how's it going with so-and-so? Y'all heard that?
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets. Damn, that's got to be wrong.
Right. The fact that you are now choosing or you are unwilling to speak.
You're refraining from all okay.
Yeah. Ain't got nothing nice. You won't say if you ain't got nothing nice, they don't say nothing at all.
Hey, what they say, that silence loud in the motherfuckers.
But refusing to keep your comments, your thoughts, your opinions, your answers to their questions to yourself, right? You're choosing to not speak. I'm refraining from speaking because A, I don't want to say nothing negative. But B, I damn sure ain't got nothing positive to say.
But this is the crazy thing. You know, as human beings, especially us black folk, we ask you one question, we don't get an answer. So, how's it going with so-and-so? They ain't doing a good job.
Right. They're going to immediately go there. Because see, what you're doing is you're leaving it open for interpretation. And had you done a good job or I continued to give a damn about you, I would make sure I did everything in my willpower to make sure everybody understood and was aware of the great things that you've done. But the fact that you haven't, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. Yeah. And what they can't say is, She said, no. She didn't say, no. She ain't said nothing. You can interpret the shit for however you want. And it's your fault that you out here with this trash-ass customer service leading to non-referrals.
And see, that's one of the main things we talked about, especially on the apparel side, is that, you know, we try to have our customers like our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we give them the great quality product, for one.
Right.
Number two is great customer service. And then number three is that they will come back and also spread good intentions about us.
Right.
It is hard for a customer to spread a positive word about you when they feel like they want to say, fuck you.
Exactly. When I get to the point, I'm not going to use that example. I'm not going to use that example. You know the one I'm going to use.
I know. What it is that being in the business of being a business owner, you want to make sure your customers are happy.
You want them to want to come back. You want them to want to see you succeed. You want them to have everybody they know visit your whatever you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take part of, engage with, partner with, whatever it is you do. Because that individual was so great. The pictures they took of me and my family or my daughter or my husband or my event was so freaking wonderful. I know they're going to do a great job for you. I want to tell the world about you.
Yes. And even like for us, we've had other people that have worked with us.
Uh-huh.
And we've had, more than not, great things to say about those people.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, have we had some fuck shit? Yes.
Yep.
And we discussed that fuck shit more than once. But as a customer, it is still always your right to tell the truth.
Yeah,
about your experience.
But if that customer happens to tell the truth, and it ain't what the business owner wants to hear, now they're gonna say they over there lying.
But they say it's always two sides to every story, and somewhere the truth is in the middle,
right?
But 9 times out of 10, it's really not true.
That's what I was about
to
say.
The truth is usually on the side of the person that's pissed off the most. Because I'm telling you, the people that are pissed off the most are more than likely telling the hardcore truth. And then that hardcore truth thing.
Yeah, but they'll say, that's their truth. This ain't what it is. Because it's always different lens, different perspectives from which you can look at things and you can take things. But what I've learned, black and white is black and white. Facts are facts.
Dollars and cents.
Right. You can't lie.
And all.
Yeah, you can't lie on what's put down, you know, on paper. You can't lie, you can just pretend stupid. Because I've seen that too.
But what have I learned from listening to another podcast? Math is the only thing that doesn't have an opinion.
Nope.
If you tell me you're gonna do something in a certain amount of time, then that time passes. And then the time just keeps on passing.
And you ain't did nothing. Yeah. You've not met any of those milestones. You've not hit those metrics. Then you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
When you signed on the dotted line.
Right.
You gave your best foot forward.
Right. With your pitch.
With your contractual agreements.
Your pitch. That elevator pitch.
And then the pitch was swung and missed.
It was.
And you're out.
Right. But it's like, you know, people get upset if the truth is said. The truth is exposed. They are exposed.
Because the truth does hurt.
And then you hear other people start to come out the woodworks.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, everybody out to get me. Trust me, boo. You ain't that fucking special.
But then also remember, you might have knew some truths beforehand.
And you sat on those.
Sat on them.
You was in it too deep to get out now.
You held it close to your chest.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm
trying to see that thing through.
Oh, yeah, see it through. See it through. Now, you like, do I even want to see you?
Hell no, I don't want to see you. I want to see your back leaving.
I see some work being done. I want to
see your back leaving.
You know, it's weird because it ain't weird. You know, what do they say? You have to laugh sometimes to keep from crying.
Or cussing.
That too. And so when you're looking at the customer satisfaction leading to the customer referral, it's a chain.
It is. And it's a ripple effect, domino effect.
Yes. And when that, just think about it. You know, you speaking of dominoes, let's roll with that. When, you know, you see these people make these elaborate falling domino designs, mm-hmm. and, you know, they make these pretty curlers and all that shit. What happens if one domino is misplaced badly? It's
yeah.
So just think about that.
I'm like, it's not going to continue to fall.
Exactly.
It's going to stop.
So then they never show you the ones that didn't work.
No.
They only show you the ones that made it all the way through.
But it comes a point in time where you start to question the level of competency. Like when you set that domino like that, it did not look like the rest of the dominoes.
You saw it was placed wrong.
It didn't flow. It didn't follow that path. Are you not competent enough
to fix it?
To fix it before you initiate the process?
Because when it gets to rolling, you rolling.
And then you're going to stop.
Come to a screech halt.
But then you get mad when questions are posed and you don't want to answer.
No, because
communication is key.
Because if people start answering questions about why something did not do or go or flow the way it's supposed to, then that means that they miscalculated. And then they should have adjusted. You know, we talk about the word adapted.
But I think more importantly, you don't want to answer the questions because you're too focused on trying to play the fucking blame game.
So who do you blame?
Blame yourself for being incompetent, for misplacing a goddamn domino to begin with.
Then they'll say it's the domino fault.
It's always somebody else's fault. Never your fault.
The domino knew it was supposed to fall forward.
That domino looked like the rest of them. Your quality control is trash.
You asked the domino why you didn't fall away.
Goddamn, domino can't talk.
Domino ain't said shit to
nobody. Domino can't talk.
Domino was upset. Because the domino, like, what the fuck you blame me for? You want people here.
You're right. It's just like, then you get into that whole vicious cycle. The whole vicious cycle of the blame game.
Back and forth.
It ain't never not.
Like Aaliyah.
Right.
Let me take you go.
I mean, we ask you, is it raining outside? Instead of you saying yes or no, you respond back, I don't know. Is it raining outside? Like, we don't know. Could you go check? Well, let's see. My door is kind of sticking. I don't really get outside right now. Well, I'm coughing. I'm sick. I always some shit.
Yeah. But then you look at that. And so as a customer,
I'm sick of the lies.
What do you do then next? Because what you got to do is, remember, this is a domino. So we rolling in a sequence. So as a customer, you're already like, all right, we're going to finish this and see this thing through. But then, what do we always talk about? What is the most valuable thing that you give up that you can't get back?
My time. And I'm wasting lots of it dealing with them kapoots.
And as the time keeps on moving, keeps on moving, and keeps on fucking moving.
And then you get, never mind, I'm not going to say that.
You're looking at it and you're like, damn, how much longer is this going to be? But then, let's say the process is done. And now?
Because you don't pay attention to other details, small details. Those small details, because your butt didn't pay attention to them, turn into big impediments. And now you're blaming somebody else.
And then you got to look
at it. It's your fault, they fault, his fault, her fault.
And then Let's say you the people doing the work or the contractors or whatever we doing.
The ordering, building the website, whatever it is.
Should I come back and ask my customers who I don't think I did a good job? Should I ask them for a referral?
Don't ask me. I'm going to tell you. And
should I ask them to give out a public survey?
You know what?
Rate your experience.
You know what? That's like a really good question because even like when we've hosted people.
Yes.
They could very well say nothing at all, which is very indicative that we did a trash ass job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they could say all the great things shining from the mountaintop, right?
That's true.
Now it's up to us to ask for feedback.
Yes.
But when it is willingly provided and it's positive, I don't have to ask you for your feedback. But what do you do in that situation where no feedback is provided? Do you run the gambit and ask, can I get your honest feedback, right? And as the parties that's being asked, should they respond truthfully or should they keep their mouth shut and let silence speak? Who's the coffin?
Now, see, as a business owner, main goal is always customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. You want to know if you're a real business owner who wants to keep learning. It's about
want to stay in business, maybe?
Yeah, that part. But you also want to be learning because nothing stays the same. And so if you ask a customer who you may not have had the greatest relationship with during that process, can you promise to give me your honest feedback?
Right.
Now, you also have to be honest with yourself and be like, okay.
Have an expectation of what the feedback is. But if you are oblivious and you've been fucking oblivious the whole time and you've been that character playing the blame game, I'm pretty sure your expectations are going to be as high as a goddamn kite.
Well, then I can't help you for being oblivious because there's no acceptance for being oblivious as being a business owner. Now, you can say I didn't know. Then that's ignorance. But oblivion is different.
Yeah.
Oblivious is a person who sees a hole in front of them.
Intentionally.
Intentionally, the steps in the hole.
Yeah.
Saying, ooh, I didn't know how deep it was.
Yeah.
But you saw it with a hole.
Right, right, right. Right.
You were oblivious to how deep it was, but you still saw a hole.
You still went
you
there.
You still decided to step into
you
it.
You went there.
That, now, that is on you.
Yeah.
Because you could have went around or found a way over the hole.
So should it be intentional omission? You're just playing stupid.
And
you playing stupid.
A lot of people do that.
You playing stupid.
And they do it well.
But you think people don't realize that you playing stupid.
Because.
Playing in your face.
Remember, humans think that their brains are the best brains ever. Every human thinks differently. But, you know, they'll be like, you know, man, don't nobody think like me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't nobody conning like me.
Yeah, you know, you can't con a con.
Yeah. Pretty sure there's someone that's cunning quite similar to you. Yeah,
cunning. They cunning right on out the business.
Right.
And so you just got to think about that. When you look at where you stand as a business owner,
where you started, how the process went, and where you ended or landed, right?
Did it end well?
So you can see something through, totally finish something, whether it's an episode, whether it's a product being created with a partner, whether it's getting your goddamn oil change, right?
Yeah.
There's an experience that happens throughout.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it through. You can finite it. Yeah. You can finalize it. But there's an experience in the middle that tells a story. And just because it ended doesn't mean that those individuals are going to, A, want to be around you anymore, going to want to work with you anymore, going to want to talk to you anymore, going to want to refer you to anyone anymore, going to want to send anyone to your website, going to encourage anyone to be on your show. Gonna ask, you know, people, let people know you willing to partner. Ain't nobody gonna do that. There's an experience in the middle.
You know what that middle is? It's the dash. Because, you know, like everything has got a beginning and end, you know, but in between there, however long or however short it is, you know, there's a dash. Now, that dash means a hell of a lot.
A lot.
Everybody. Because there's no fucking telling what happened during that dash.
Nope. Sometimes what happened during that dash can equate to the middle finger.
or not getting a good customer referral and unhappy customers for a process.
Yeah. Middle finger.
Yeah.
Red Dash can be something really good that can open so many doors for other things.
Yeah. And crazy thing is, you know, there are businesses that took off and they flamed out.
Yeah.
And then there's some that, you know, started hot, hit low, hit hot, hit low.
Yeah.
But they just moved along.
Yeah.
And then there are those who just started, ended within the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And you see how I said started, ended. Because by the time they started, they were done.
Yep.
And so you just got to decide, where do you want to fit in all that? And customer satisfaction and referrals will be a big part of that.
But you know what? Let me say this too. Customer service, customer satisfaction, referrals, they're huge. But it's also, during their process, customer interaction, customer engagement, communication, like all that. It's a lot.
What you're saying is there are steps within the steps.
It is. It's a 1, it's a 1A, a 1B, a 1C, a 2, a 2A, a 2B, a 2C.
All right, give me that outline. I see you, girl. Yeah. I got y'all following your outline.
Yeah.
Picking up what you're putting
on in. Master's degree.
Okay. What you're putting down?
Yeah. Accountability is big.
Accountability is in the dash. God damn it, boy, that's a big one.
But when you're too busy playing a blame game, you're showing. You're
pointing at anybody else but you.
You are not accountable.
It was so-and-so.
It's always somebody.
And them dead days and them those and others.
Yeah, I was going to say those. Like, it's always something. Accountability, like, say I messed up.
Yeah.
Say it and move on.
Say, just say you miscalculated.
Yeah. But like, when you're at the point where you're so fucking tacky that you can't communicate with people, like, to me, you're an emotional, unprofessional piece of mess. Like, you need to grow and develop because you ain't it. And you are in my fucking chore.
And what they say, when you flame on, you might flame out. Well, thank you, Ms. Parker, for tuning in with us, hooking us up with that there information about being radical. Now, I'm going to say, why you like, why you say radical? So sometimes being good at customer service means you might have to think like a radical.
Right.
Sometimes you might think outside the box to get some shit done.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to think outside the box to keep your customer happy. Sometimes you got to think outside the box to get out of your own fucking way. And hey, we'll catch y'all next time.